Blog Talk Radio.
יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונך. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
שלום שלום.
שלום שלום.
שלום שלום.
שלום שלום. שלום שלום. שלום
שלום. שלום
שלום. This is our branch ministries and you're supposed to be doing this, not me.
This is the special.
Well, shalom. Welcome to Late Night in the Word, an outreach ministry of Olive Branch Ministries International, based in Acworth, Georgia, just northwest of Atlanta. Our pastor is Richard Weintraub, and this is a Hebraic Roots ministry. We'll be broadcasting for the next 30 minutes over Blog Talk Radio, so welcome Blog Talk Radio. And then after the first 30 minutes at the top of the hour, we'll switch over to our site, www.olivebranchonline.org.
Yes?
So, let's talk about who's here in the studio. We've got a full studio, and... let's just start over at that person who said yes. That's Pastor Keith Brooks.
Amen. Thank you. This is Pastor Yavin. And to my left is Jimmy Eugent.
Shalom, a.k.a. Yaakov and my three other names.
That's not three personalities, praise God.
Amen. Shalom, shalom.
And that was Avery Brooks that just said that.
Avery
Brooks.
Avery.
I said Avery Brooks.
Avery Irvin.
Avery Irvin. Wow. Okay. And next we have?
Brandon from around the corner.
Brandon from around the corner. And we have also over there, quietly.
Shalom, shalom.
That was Joab Abimelech, and this is Robert Rodriguez, and we're turning it right back over to Pastor Yabe.
Thank you. We're doing some different things. I having Robert do introductions and stuff like that for the program, but we also did some adjustments to our technological situation here in the studio yesterday. And I think we're not going to have the ability to call us for the first half hour while we're on Blog Talk. If you're out there and you want to call us, you can go ahead and try. We'll see if it works. But I may have hooked up the wrong cable. After the top of the hour, though, we will be taking phone calls for sure through our studio line, 631-533-4099. Write that number down and keep it in mind. And we will take your phone calls for prayer requests, thoughts, things you have questions about. We would love to hear from you for sure. So today was a very powerful day in the scriptures. As a body, we're in the middle of the fall festivals, the days of awe. And very amazing. We've been doing a really... a beautiful study on holiness in Saturday mornings, and really profoundly touched by that. But many people in our ministry, even though we do a lot of radio, don't get to hear some of the programs that we do because they go out to markets that most people don't listen to. And one of those programs is our Guatemala radio show. It goes out to Guatemala City, Guatemala, And we record that, excuse me, on Saturday afternoons, and it gets played the following week. And if you ever want to listen to that program, I highly recommend it. It is bilingual, so if you have Spanish friends and they want Spanish, you can listen to that. Sarah Rodriguez does the translating for Pastor Weintraub. And the last 2 months of shows that we've done have been really powerful, and today was no less different. And I'm so moved by it. I want to throw it in tonight and cover some of the tracks that Pastor Weintraub covered, because I think it's very much worth noting. We live in an age, and we talked about this on Thursday night, and I really think it's worth saying over and again, especially to the age groups that are younger than me, the middle 40s and under, down to the 20s, there's a lot of misconception about the word grace. And there's someone said recently that grace is bigger than everything. And I have to say, in some ways, if you just take it simply, that might be true. But we don't live in a culture that abides by simple throw out comments like that. We live in a culture that if you do not know how to define words, deception is going to stand at your door and take advantage of you. And to say that grace is bigger than any denominational perspective or theology or biblical point of view is really a mistake. Grace is the very character of God moving towards man. And I'm going to go in and explain some things that Pastor Weintraub was talking about. And his effort is based on his compassion. And I hope that I'm able to do how he communicated it justice. Because if someone's walking around and they want to discuss grace, or especially, and I say this very clearly, you'll see it in a moment, especially if they want to utilize grace as a method of avoiding responsibility to their brothers and sisters, I have to say, you're in so much error. The responsibility that we have to the community of faith is the very essence of grace. And if you have been given grace, and grace is moving in you, the power of God moving in you, the very perfection of walking with the God of all grace is that you begin to have compassion on people. And our culture, we see grace as God's, I don't know, his decision to be lenient with our sin. Well, I'm a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. So God understands my situation, and he knows I'm a sinner. He saw it when he called me, and now I'm walking with God, and I sin, but God has grace on my sin. And I find that so many people just don't know the Bible. You know, I really want to say it loud. I wish I could blow a shofar right now, but it'd probably make too much noise, but I think it is high time that the believer become very equipped in the scriptures, because the scriptures are going to hold you accountable, and the scriptures made flesh are going to hold you accountable, and they're not, and that one who is the scriptures made flesh, he doesn't see the wealthy better than the poor, and he doesn't see the beautiful better than the not so beautiful, and he is not a respecter of persons. He is going to assess you based on your responsiveness to the scriptures. And one of the key things that I see in the scriptures is humility wins the day. If you want to know one thing about what makes the kingdom go around, it's humility. There is nothing more important in the character of a man or a woman than humility and meekness, because in that place, grace can move. So Genesis chapter 6. Verse 8. The things that I heard today, I just was overwhelmed. Our God is so communal. He's so relational. He's so interested in relationship for the purpose of maturity. He desires sons that will walk with him on his level. Yes, you heard me, and you heard me correctly. He desires sons that will walk with him on his level. Not us telling him how we're going to live, because that appeals to our senses. And there is a lot of relevance, and there's a lot of tolerance going around the Christian community, because so many people believe that they've got to make their gospel accessible to the pagan and the heathen and the unbeliever. God made himself accessible. I don't need to help him make himself accessible. He did a great job. He sent his son. And if his son wasn't enough for you, if his sacrifice isn't enough for you, then you're not ready to receive the gospel. And I don't need to candy coat the message of Jesus in your music. And I don't need to candy coat the message of the gospel in how you think we should present films or radio or TV. I don't need to candy coat it in your particular denominational slant or in your cultural perspective. Neither does anyone else, and neither did Jesus. Jesus didn't come to toe the line of the culture. Jesus came to do one thing in John 5:19. I will only do what I see my Father doing. That's it. He wasn't beholden to cultural norms. He wasn't even beholden to the cultural expectations of that day's Judaism. He was beholden to Torah, which came from his Father. And that is our responsibility. Here you have in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, what does it say?
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
So what does this mean, this passage? Anybody have a thought?
It's Noah finding a favor with the Lord because Noah actually sought the Lord and was staying true to what he knew, and the Lord was honoring him for that.
Okay. Anybody else? Any other scholars have a thought? Or are we all thinking about it? Well, it's radio. Well, not TV.
Yep. It's interesting because this scripture, it's kind of like, it's like after a climax, or maybe it is the climax of what it's begun to tell us. We've had the creation story, and we've had the fall, and now we've gotten to this place where the creation is devastated by corruption, but Noah says he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. So it's something heavenly that's going on, that's being expressed. Has nothing nothing really to do with the man as much as it has something to do with God and what his plan is.
Okay. Robert, you got any ideas there?
Well, yeah, it's right along those same lines, because if you look back at up at verse 5, it says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." And, God was not happy at all with mankind because of what they'd become and what they were doing. And here, out of all of humanity, Noah, one man, finds favor. So, that has to say a lot for where his heart was and his relationship with God at that time.
Here's an interesting thing about grace. Grace in the Hebrew is a face. Grace is seen in the Hebrew as the face of God. And in this case, the eyes represent the face. And it's the face of the living God turning to notice a man. And this activity is exactly what has happened to anyone that has ever met God and started a walk with him. God turned his face and looked and saw you.
Wow. Very similar to Exodus chapter 3.
I don't know what that says.
It says that God saw that Moses had turned aside and then began to speak to him.
Okay.
Reminds me of a portion in number 6, their Aaronic benediction, "Let his face shine upon you and give you peace." So it's actually saying being gracious unto you.
Gracious unto you.
It's like a different way of saying it, because grace is like, not just like I give you grace, but in that type of sense, it's a more of an intimate grace.
So what is really, I think, I've heard many, many people, and even the comments are here, and my own comment today when Pastor asked me about this, is there must have been something going on in Noah that God was attracted to, and I believe that. However, Noah was living in a time of great paganism, and he was in the midst of the same culture, growing up in the same situation as everyone else, so he's polluted, I believe. Some of the stories about him later would maybe confirm that he's got pollution inside of him. And that's not a judgment on him. That's just the way it is when you grow up in the pagan world and you don't know Torah and you don't know the commandments and you don't know covenants. You don't have any expectations from God and you have no reason to stand up for righteousness. However, In the midst of the pollution, something was going on inside of Noah that God, as he turned his face, saw about the man that takes him into a future reality with Noah. And he's saying, this is a man who I know will allow himself to be reformed and transcend where he is right now. And so as I turn my face, my compassion for him will be that I am going to work with him and walk with him as I remove him from where he was and make him into what I know he can be. And as I do that, that is grace, that is my grace being given to him as a free gift, of course, because Noah didn't deserve it. He was just as ready and in need of the judgment as everyone else, but there was something in him that the Lord appreciated, and as he appreciates him, he gives him the grace, and the grace takes him out of the situation, but doesn't just take him out, teaches him to build the ark, uses him to save all the animals, uses him to save his family, sets up the next situation after the flood disperses, And his life, because of the movement of grace inside of him from God, would be part of founding the next manifestation of human life on the earth.
Wow.
So grace is something so much more than having to do with just my sin. The Lord pointing his face, as Brandon brought up in the Aaronic benediction, it's really about a future expectation. Grace moves towards you because it has an expectation of what it's going to accomplish in you as it matures your life.
Wow. You see here that God in his ability to foresee saw in Noah a humility that made Noah
correct.
Have a propensity which made him able to withstand the wrath that was getting ready to be poured out, because he was able to hear from God, obey the instructions, and pass through what no other family was able to survive.
And that was simply because he had the boldness to believe something so ludicrous.
And to do it.
And if you remember, it took 125 years from the time it was commanded to the time of the flood for Moses to see Noah to see the expectation come to pass. The promise had been given. He'd been rescued out of his particular situation, whatever that was, and then 125 years of maturing, and then they go on the boat, and they're ready to pass through the baptism, as it were, and the world is reborn into, and it passes through the matrix of the water, and out of that comes a new life. And Moses, because of the maturing, Noah, because of the maturing process, he is the one that gets to help establish man on a new course. And one of his sons becomes the line of the people of faith. And this is all because something in Noah was receptive, was humble enough to be receptive to God turning his face towards him.
Wow.
And so all of you out there who want to use and misuse grace, I want to tell you the purpose of grace and its connections to the scripture are absolutely paramount. Grace and the Word of God, the Torah of God, the Old Testament scriptures of God are absolutely connected. You cannot separate grace and the Hebraic roots of the scriptures. You cannot separate grace from Torah, because here in the scriptures, we can connect with grace beyond, far superior than the theological references. Grace is an essence of God that moves out of him relationally to people, because he desires to transform their life intimately connected through relationship. And I love that. Let's look at some other scriptures. Psalm 119:58.
As the pages turn,
here's another aspect. It's a word that maybe you might trip on initially. Well, what does it have to do with grace? But somebody read that.
I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word.
So, two things, favor and merciful. And the compassion of God has mercy. Grace and mercy go together. And then we have favor.
Wow.
So the writer here is in front of, let's call it, the face of God. I don't think he has a physical face because he's a spirit, but I think you're in front of his essence, speaking to him in his front, where he communicates relationally. And as this writer is standing there, he's saying, I'm entreating you for favor. I want you to turn your face towards me because I need your mercy.
Well, another way of translating this, we might say that he's saying, I searched your scriptures because I believed your help was there. Now that I see that it's there, please do what it says.
Please do what it says. I don't think it's a demand. I think I was watching somebody, I think it was last weekend. It was a father with a child, and the child was standing there trying to get water off of this table, and it was so high, kid couldn't reach up high enough. And the kid was maybe 5 feet away, and I'm talking to the dad, and the child is saying, and we neither of us recognize it, but the child was saying, Daddy, Daddy, and reaching the hand up to try and put this cup underneath the water spout, Daddy. And I looked over finally after, I think, must have been 15 times the kid said it. And then the father looked over, and he went, oh. And he quickly, I mean, it was immediate. He didn't even think about it. He immediately walked over, and he started talking to his boy, grabbed the cup, put it in there, got the stuff, gave it to the boy, and the boy ran off with the cup. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, that is a revelation right there of this exact thing. The child was asking this verse, turn your face to me. I need your mercy. Otherwise, I'm not going to have anything to drink. And the father, as soon as the father saw the entreaty of the boy, his face immediately went, and the grace inside of him, moved with compassion and mercy, went over, met the need, and the child was satisfied. And I think that there's so many people who don't see God that way. I think we're all walking around still trying to prove ourselves. And here I have a man who's saying, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Not out of religious obligation. I didn't climb the 150 steps on my knees and bloody myself to prove myself to you. I'm your child. I'm entreating you. I'm a little boy saying, Daddy, Daddy, please help me. And I know you're a daddy, so you're going to say, you're going to be there. You're going to be there for me. And now I don't have to worry about those things. I can just say, wow, oh, thank you, Lord. You're for me. You turn your face towards us. Psalm 27. This is a pretty powerful. Yes, sir. We are 2 minutes from the end of Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for listening on Blog Talk Radio, by the way. Oh, and I'm invading. Robert's over here telling me they've got 2 minutes left, and he's actually telling me I need to take over for a second.
So thank you very much for listening on Blog Talk Radio. If this radio ministry has been a blessing to you, make sure you let us know. Email us at the word contact at olivebranchonline.org. Let us know. And we'll be back Thursday night and Saturday night again next week at 11:30 p.m. And until next time, as we always like to say,
shalom, 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 shalom. Call us in a little bit. What's the phone number?
Well, they can contact us at 631-533-4099. That's where we'll be for the next 30 minutes on olivebranchonline.org.
Yeah, so jump over there now if you're a Blog Talk listener and pick up our program. All of our faithful listeners that know the drill, you know what to do next. So maybe you're already there, and we'll look forward to hearing from you then. Now, make sure and give us a call now. It's the top of the hour, and you can call in with your questions and thoughts. So we appreciate you listening to Olive Branch Online and Late Night in the Word. Thank you very much. Psalm 27. And I want you to read 7 and 8 and 9. Somebody get that done.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. when thou said, Seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek.
Keep reading.
Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant.